I have a question. Do you read this backward?
No. It says, oh, baby, so looks so cool because I look so cool.
Okay. I guess I don't have my camera setting on where it flips automatically. Like, I see it backward.
Yeah, you're in the mirror mode.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can read it fine.
Okay. Is it because we look ugly the other way, you know?
Yeah, because like we're not used to it.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm going to do it right now, and you all can get my live reaction. Mirror my video. Oh, my God. Here we go. Oh, my God. Oh, like, my face is lopsided.
Yeah, my face always looks lopsided, too, when I have it off of mirror. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Do you record with it on lopsided? Like, my actual bangs are lopsided, you guys.
Yeah, I record with it on mirror. If I put it the other way, I will... Ah! I just turned my video off. If I put it the other way, I will have an existential crisis live on camera. And I've already had one this week, so...
I am having a little bit of an existential crisis on camera. I'm going to try to get through this whole episode like this, but I feel like my face is like literally lopsided to one side.
That's how I feel when I look. I'm like one side of my face, my features aren't centered.
Do you want to know what would be really psychotic of me if I would use my fucking microphone?
No way. Hey guys, welcome to Funny, Hot, and Very Cool. We've definitely done a podcast episode before, I swear.
Does this change the way you hear me?
No, you sound the same. I don't think your microphone's plugged in. Oh, God. Okay, we got to restart. Technical difficulties aside, Kimmy. Hi, yeah, how's it going?
Good. I'm still looking at myself in the non-mirrored version of Zoom and having a bit of a crisis. But it's okay. We're gonna persevere, which is a word that took me approximately 14 different tries to spell on iMessage yesterday, and I was spelling it so badly that it wouldn't pick up on what I was trying to say. I don't know why, because I feel like it's not that difficult of a word to spell.
It's like perserve. Oh, I don't have one, but I have a Trader Joe pomegranate punch.
Did you guys see that Dr. Pepper has now surpassed Pepsi as the second most popular soda brand in the United States or world? I don't know. Don't come here for accurate information, but I read it somewhere.
Yes, but don't worry, Coca-Cola fans. The Coca-Cola brand is still light years ahead of Dr. P. And
I do think Hannah and I were single-handedly responsible for reigniting everyone's love for Dr. Pepper. So you're welcome.
100%. The Dr. Pepper, 7-Up, Lipton, whatever brand they are, please sponsor us. Please write us.
I can't keep track of like everything that owns everything else.
No. Like, and I go down.
Pepsi owns this, and like there are all these airlines that are technically the same company, and all these hotels are the same company, you know? Mm-hmm. I just can't keep track. Like, all the cars, mm-hmm. they're like, oh, Toyota owns Lexus and this and that. And I'm like, oh, my God.
And then it's like things like Kit Kat is owned by Hershey here. But if you go to another country, it's Nestle. So
wild.
Riddle me that. But I love going down. I love going down the rabbit holes, though, of being like, what company owns this and who owns them?
Oh, my God. All the makeup and skincare.
Yeah.
Everything's just owned by like Estee Lauder or Lancome, and that's it.
Well, have you ever seen, there's somebody on TikTok and Instagram, and he will go down grocery aisles and be like, let's try and find like employee owned brand or like mom and pop type shop, like brands. Yeah. And he'll take a picture and like color block it. And it's like, they're all owned, and some of them you think are competing, but they're all owned by the same parent company.
That's I mean,
and it's like, and every time you see an LLC, it's like, okay, owned by somebody.
I got a haircut on Friday.
That's crazy. I thought you were missing some hair.
Yeah, I know it's hard to tell because it was already so long, but I did cut off almost 3 inches.
Wow. How's she feeling?
Healthy. It honestly feels so good every time I get my hair cut. I'm like, wow, I should really do this at the normal cadence of them suggesting I get my hair cut, which is every 3 months, I think. Mm-hmm. But It's expensive and I like my hair long, so I just kind of go once every like 9 months. The last time I got my haircut was October and now it is June. So, but yeah, she did a really good job. I went to just someone random who I never worked with before because the last woman I went to, I guess, left, unsure, but she wasn't on their list of staff. So, yeah, I went on Friday night. It was lovely. And still clean, I guess, from that night. I have not washed my hair over the weekend.
I love a pre-weekend haircut. Because it's like I have all these plans coming up. I'm doing everything under the sun, or I'm going out, or I'm meeting friends, and I have the best hair in the world. And or I'm lounging on my couch all weekend, so I have permission to play with my hair, and it can look like, frizzy or like staticky because I keep touching it, and it doesn't matter
I
because no one's going to
did
see me.
spend the most of my weekend outside by the pool, so I did get it a little great. Like the woman who did my haircut was like, "Oh, do you have any fun plans tonight to like go, show off your clean, like pretty bouncy hair?" And I was like, "No, I'm going home to go to sleep, and then I'm waking up tomorrow morning and getting in a pool." So I'm really not maximizing the face time I'm giving my new haircut, but.
Yeah, that's tough in the summer. I'm about due for one. I need just to also need to start going more consistently. I've been on a like once a year
Yeah, same.
haircut pattern
Yeah.
path, like maybe twice a
Once a
year.
calendar year, like maybe it would actually even out to like 9 to 10 months, but I'm like, I could see myself not going again until like next February.
Yeah, so but I like really loved how my ha hair felt last time afterwards, and I really want to get my hair cut again, and eventually I want to get it reblonded at some point, so but I don't know when. I just know eventually I will.
Reblonding sounds like a different form of rebranding.
And it is.
She's reblonding this summer.
And that's exactly what it is, because I get these little like baby lights from the sun, but I just
Guys, I have got to turn my mirror video back on. I keep looking at myself and I'm just like, my face is fucking lopsided, you ugly piece of shit.
it's just like, have I
But
always
now I
looked
turned
like
it back
this?
and I look different.
Oh God.
I hate it here.
Who
I
are you?
hate
I
it
can't
here.
tell. I don't
Who
know.
is she? What if we did a whole, what if we did a
What if we did a
whole,
hole?
what if we did an entire episode on accents?
We can do a whole and we can do an entire episode on accents. You know, I have accents and voices for days.
Know you do. I know. I had a question that you felt personally attacked by in our
Oh,
planning, though,
God.
and I want you
Yeah.
to know that it's not about you. I wanted to discuss when we think doodle tattoos are going to go out of style. And I'm not talking about, like, you have what, one doodle tattoo, Hannah?
For now.
Okay, fine. But, like, I'm thinking of, like, Hailey Bieber's hands and, like, Halsey and, like, all of these people that have these little random fine line tattoos, Brianna Chicken Fry, like those types of little, like once every 2 inches, I have a tattoo and it's like not cohesive, like the old sleeves were, they're just kind of like doodles, like every here and there on my body. And I feel like it's a very trendy style of tattoo right now, like the Ed Hardy classic, like roses and shit were in the early 2000s. So my question is, do we think that we're gonna see the trend of doodle tattoos going away?
Oh, sorry. I had to Google Hailey Bieber hands. And it's not a perverted thing. I just don't know what her hands look like.
Oh.
They are very teenty tiny.
Yeah, like those little tiny, they're just the finest of line tattoos, and they're gonna
So
fade in a year.
I was gonna say, the thing is, I have writing on my feet and my wrist, and I have the doodle guy on my leggy.
Yeah.
Doodle man is actually of no issue for this topic, but the text, however, is, because over time, like, the ink spreads out in your skin and your dermis, and it also
Yeah.
will fade too. And so fine lines, especially on like high friction, high contact area, hands, like outside
Yeah.
of wrists, your feet, all of those, they fade a lot faster. And so when you have these fine lines in these high contact areas, like it's one of those things. It reminds me of like when people, that company tried to be a thing where it's like, it's a temporary semi-permanent tattoo that'll fade over the course of like a year or two and then it's gone. And it's like, it looks cool, but either it's going to be a ton of upkeep to make it keep it sharp, or you're going to go somewhere and ask for it and they're not going to do it right, or you're paying a bunch of money to get teeny tiny lines on your knuckles, which are going to hurt like a bitch and then fade really fucking
You
fast
tell them,
and
like,
smudge
do I
out
want
so it
a
won't
fine
look
line
fine anymore.
tattoo on my arm for my cat? Yeah. But that's because I don't want a thick ass motherfucker on my arm. I
I
also don't want
mean,
it of my cat. I want it for my cat. I need it to be very clear.
this text for those visual used to look a lot clearer, and this is only like 4 years old,
Yeah.
5 years old, whatever.
So hard. I just feel like our bodies change so much too. Like, I would be so nervous to get it in a place where I'm like consistently gaining and losing weight, because I'm just like, how are you gonna guarantee that it, like, you're not? It's gonna change just like all my fucking stretch marks.
First of all, any tattoo I get, it's gonna end up like 3 inches lower than it is in about 20 years. You know what I mean? Like,
20, Hannah, don't,
I
come
don't
on.
know. It just picked a
I don't
number.
think when
Okay,
you're
fine.
50, you're
Like,
gonna be saggy.
you never
Saggy.
know, Miss. My body's always changing.
I guess, but I hope it's not sagging.
Okay, when I'm 80 plus years old, it's gonna be
There we
approximately
go.
3 inches lower than it is, which is fine. But like, you know, you're it's things are gonna happen. And like, I actually want to talk to people who got tramp stamps, and I want to know where they are, how they're
Well, they all
doing.
came back too. Trampy stampies.
They're back.
They're back. Yeah.
Oh.
The whole trend in like the 90s, skinny bitch,
Oh
low
yeah,
rise
the
jeans, whale
heroin chic is back.
tails. Yeah. Did you see that they're saying that heroin chic is back because it's like this whole cycle of women getting too powerful again, and then the skinny trend comes back to like humble us all? Have you seen all of these like social commentaries?
I mean, it's always, first of all, being skinny was never out of style. It was just, do you have muscle on top of your
Yeah.
skinny, or are
Or a
you
butt.
literally like flat, thin line? Are you a
Yeah.
thinner line than Hailey Bieber's tattoos? Also, I will
Never.
say what has shocked me. I was cleaning a tanning booth the other day, and someone left
Don't know why I
stickers.
thought you were gonna say tampon, and I was
Yeah, I
like,
was cleaning a tampon.
I was cleaning a tampon out, reusing it. Can we tell men that? That would be funny. I feel like they would
I
believe
can't hang
it.
out. I have to wash my tampons tonight.
I have to rinse it
It's tampon washing night. I do my everything shower and I wash my tampons. You have to boil them with
It's
distilled
like
vinegar.
alongside your makeup brushes.
Yeah,
It's
I'm
just
cleaning my
like
hair brushes, my makeup brushes, doing the laundry, shaving my legs, cleaning my
the thing
tampons, and
is,
then I have to hang them on a line.
we could pull prank men so easily with this, because like, have someone come over to your house for like a movie night and be like, oh, I just like washed my tampons and makeup brushes, and just like put tampons out on the
Yeah,
counter where
you
like where
have
you would
little
lay.
clothespins with like you clipped up tampons to dry out.
I'm dead. I think we
We should
should. I
do
mean,
it.
this would not be difficult to accomplish. Like,
No, they think
men
there's left and
don't know
right tampons.
anything. Yeah, oh my God.
Left, right, and center with an S. And then center plus for the people
Center
who really,
plus.
really on the straight and narrow.
Center plus upper center. Speaking of stupid men, I have to read these texts from someone that I was communicating with
Oh yeah, let's get into it.
that I met on Hinge like in early May, and it's mid-June, and we have, well, first of all, I stopped talking to him because this was ridiculous, but we were texting like a significant amount and kind of just being ships in the night trying to plan something. And then he had said, this is June 10th. No, sorry. This is May 29th. He asked me how my week was, and then I asked back. And then, ew, I just realized what this text said. He answered my text from May 29th on June 9th and goes, hey, you. First of all, vomit. We have never met. Don't call me that. And then he
Hey
goes, are you?
you.
Hey, you. He goes, are you free at all this week? I go, yep, free every night this week. He answers 2 days later and goes, That's perfect. What are you doing tonight? I said, well, bestie, when you take over 2 days to respond, me being free all week is no longer the case. And he goes, I forgot. Sad face, sad face, sad face. I'm sorry. Ready? Hold your breath for this next one. He goes, why don't you double text me? Ha ha. And I go, I don't know you. Why would I chase you? And he goes, don't you want to get to know me? Ha ha. And I go, not if you can't put in the effort to text me back about planning a date. And he goes, I know, I suck. Oh, stupid, stupid, stupid. I got distracted with my dad's B-day yesterday, and I was so tired Monday, so I fell asleep after work. And I didn't respond because at this point, I'm like, oh my God, we matched in early May. It's now like early to mid-June. We haven't met, and you're annoying me. So you missed the window. And then I didn't respond. And approximately 15 minutes later, he goes, so what you doing later?
Kimmy, he double texts you because he wants to get to know you.
Yeah. So why don't you, first of all, why don't you double
What you
text me?
doing?
Like,
What you mean?
what you up to? I only double text. I double text people who are, I'm like very comfortable with as friends when I'm like getting all of my thoughts out. I don't double text a man that I've never met, that I'm not even really pursuing on Hinge. We just happen to match and exchange numbers. Like, get over yourself. Don't you want to get to know me? Fucking answer my text.
He does, but he had to double text you in order to prove it. He's
Well, and the
confessing
previous
his
one, he
love for
didn't answer
you.
for 10 days.
He's been throwing rocks at your window all week, but because you live on the 10th floor, he can't reach.
I'm on the 9th floor, and he also does live in the building right next to mine. So maybe I'll see him in the wild. But isn't, I was just
So
with
he's
like your,
tunneling over.
yeah, he's also like European adjacent. And
Is that why he's named after a European city?
maybe.
And that European city, Hamburg.
Frankfurt.
Sorry.
He's named Copenhagen. His parents were
My
really
God.
big chewing tobacco fans.
Jesus Christ.
Hungry. Sorry, that's a country.
Hi, hungry, I'm dad.
I mean, yeah. Anyway, I didn't respond. I don't intend to. We'll never speak again. But I was like, oh my God, I can't. I don't know if I said this last week. I was like, my Hinge is already paused. I got back on it in early May. I got so bitter. I was like, I can't do this anymore. It's
Sorry,
gone. I'm over it.
I'm laughing because I just thought the
Of someone being
European,
named Hamburg.
yeah. Well, I was like, well, what if his name is Nice, and then he can say he's Mr. Nice guy. But I'm a Nice guy. Kimmy, please double text me. I'm a Nice
I think
guy, I
he
promise.
was from somewhere in the south of France, which is funny. But
That
yeah, I just was
sucks.
like, I can't. I don't want anything to do with you after all those. So what you doing later? So
What
what you doing
doing?
later?
What you
Why don't you
doing?
double text me? Like, me. Shut up, you stupid little whiny bitch. I'm so over it. So over it.
It's just like, well, there's been, I don't know, no communication, no effort, no excitement, no allure, radio silence
No.
even.
Yes,
So,
one could say that the radio was silent.
yeah, I don't know what you fucking expected from me, Zurich. Like,
Yeah, and
I'm.
was so good. You want to know, do you ever get in those like situations like this where I'm like, I cannot think of a single European city. I can't
Oh,
think of
yeah.
one. I gave you, I don't even remember. I gave you Copenhagen and then
And
I named a
Hungary.
country and I'm done. I can't think of anything else.
Like, there's definitely better ones out there. I can't think of any cool
I
ones. I'm just
know. I
like,
can't think of any cool ones either.
all right,
But
Cork.
it that's pretty good. I mean, I feel like there are probably people named Cork.
Kind of, well, Corky.
What?
Corky?
As
Corky.
a name?
Yeah, or like a nickname that it was at least back in the last century, people were named that.
I mean, I know people are named London, people are named Paris.
Who?
I This is reminding me of like, remember that era where we would come home from going out and like sit on my couch and order food and watch music videos until 5 in the morning?
What?
That was a question for you, considering we're on a podcast where a
A
podcast where we speak one-on-one
podcast.
and
Sorry, I was
BS.
Googling the baby name of Corky, which is an old-fashioned nickname historically used most often for boys with names like Courtney, Corwin, or surnames with the core element.
Okay, well,
Was
are
your
you ready to pay
question?
attention to me again?
No, but you can ask me again.
I was saying, do you remember the era where we used to go out and then come back to one of our apartments and watch music videos until like 5 in the morning and order food?
Oh, yeah, and that's not a unique
Okay.
experience. When the YouTube comes out
No,
afterwards.
it's not a unique experience, but what is a unique experience, I think, for me is we would take turns putting on music videos that we wanted to watch, and it would get to me, and I would be like, I've never seen a single music video.
Oh, yeah. And then all of a
Like, I
sudden I can think of
haven't.
10, but everyone's like, I'm gonna go home.
I can think of 10 right now, but when I'm sitting there with all of our friends eating Chinese food at 3:30 in the morning, I've never seen one single music video in my whole life.
I've never been to Ubuja ever.
I have never been to Ubujever. The only music video I can think of right now is The Kill by 30 Seconds to Mars.
I've been listening to that song a lot lately.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that music video because it's based on The Shining and I think it's so good. And Jared Leto's so hot and sexy with his stupid little eyeliner eyes.
Yeah.
Hot.
He has a great face for like everything that he does. For being,
Everything.
he's a great
He's.
face for being famous because it's so like malleable in the way that like he can just become
I really respect like his whole body of work. I think that
his whole
being
body.
such and well, yeah, he's also gone through so many body like makeovers for the roles that he's fitting into. I think that's crazy. Like Christian Bale does the same shit. It's wild. My cursing this episode is off the chains, and it's because it's the end of my workday, and I'm just getting out all of my frustration
I
on this
didn't
episode.
even notice, to be honest with you. It felt very normal to me, so I don't think it
Well,
was anything
remember
out of
that it is a
ordinary.
trigger for me personally because I once had someone on a first date tell me that I curse too much. So,
Right.
oh
Why
my
do
gosh.
men
Also,
suck?
I was thinking, okay, again, I have another example of this.
Careful, guys. Kimmy was thinking.
Careful. I know. I'm really exhausted. When you go on a date and you're kind of in
No.
like, yeah, I guess. That too. But when you are kind of like rose-colored glasses and you're not really like processing everything that was said and done because you're just like putting on this front, like making sure that you're being as like genuine as you can be while also like trying to sell someone on yourself because it's a first fucking date.
Yeah, and it's
And like
the way society conditions you as a woman, especially, is like, don't, ruffle any feathers, don't stir the pot, don't like benefit of
don't
the
talk too
doubt.
much, but don't talk too little.
Yeah, and
Like,
it's like they could have just said that because they're, it's like reason away everything.
yeah, exactly.
To be
I
polite.
like oh in the last few weeks had gone on two dates with someone that we ghosted each other. I never heard from him again. I never texted him again. Slay. But I was thinking about like, okay, so on the first date, I was like, I'm not that attracted to you, but if you have a really great personality, I can get over it. Second date, I decided I couldn't get over it. So I went home and I was like, okay, never gonna talk to him again unless he texts me to hang out, then I'm gonna politely say I'm not interested, which he never did. So I think that my behavior gave off what I was trying to give off, or also he just didn't like me, which could also be the case. But we're
Fair.
sitting at this bar and I'm talking about something, and at one point he just cuts me off and goes, this is a lot of information. And I go, like in the moment, I was just like, oh, am I like hee-hee, I'm rambling. And then I looked back on that interaction and how like diminishing it was to just
Yeah.
be sitting there and be talking about something that I was either interested in, passionate about, fill in the blank, and him just to go, this is a lot of information.
That's something in the moment I would have been like apologizing, like, I'm so sorry. You go. You
Right.
talk. What do you have to say then?
Like you
This
learn
story is not
and
important anymore when clearly I'm giving a bunch of information because it is important to me. And then you like the other side of me in the rear view would be like, what I should have said is too much information, then go find less. Bye.
yeah, bye. I know. I should have just gotten up and been like, okay, I'll stop talking
Then
then.
go date a wall. If you can't process
Idiot.
information that fast, find a computer processor on the zeros and ones, my guy.
Think he was trying to be funny, silly, but it wasn't And yeah, it just was weird.
Tomato.
And I like had a flashback to it when you're like playing through things in your head. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that interaction happened. Like, weird.
Someone at work was telling me about this guy that they had been seeing for some time now. They'd been like talking and stuff. And they now have not spoken for like over a week, and she's just kind of, and then she saw something on social media that like may have implied there's somebody else. And so she basically was telling me how he has these apparently like, we'll call it five core values or whatever that he likes to live his
Stop.
life by. Oh no, it gets better. It gets better.
Like advertised.
Like a company corporate like
Right.
pillar
And
type
so they're
thing.
like published somewhere, like they're written down in a note on his phone or in his Instagram bio.
Oh, he has
Oh.
them hanging up in his room in front of his bed so he can
Are
look
they
at them every
self-proclaimed
day.
or are they like from an organization that he follows?
I didn't ask that.
Because you know
I
how,
think
remember when we went
they're.
to the Renwick a few years ago and it was the Burning Man exhibit and like
Oh,
Burning Man has
no.
core
It was nothing
values?
like that. It
Okay,
was.
it was like integrity,
Which, by the way, core
passion.
values are so fucking bullshit to me in general. I'll get there in a second. But like the guy, she was saying how like one of the one that she was most bugged about is like you keep advertising about your core values and you want someone with the same core values or whatever, and you have all of this and it's all you talk about and it's in your Instagram bio.
Yeah.
And the one is respect. And I was just like, I'm sorry, you have to have five core values to remind you of how to be a decent human being.
Yeah.
Like, you're telling me a core value is respect. First of all, apparently for this guy, it means you have to respect him, but he doesn't have to give it to you. And then, second of all, I think anybody who has to say that respect is a core value or they're all about respect or they're a respectful person,
Yeah.
I'm gonna assume someone's fucking respectful until they're not.
They're
Like, you
not.
assume everyone
Yeah.
tells the truth until you have a reason not to. You know what
Innocent
I
until
mean?
proven guilty.
I'm like, that's such a red flag. Like, why are you telling me you're respectful? What happened that makes you think that you have to like remind people that you're a respectful person? I'm a good, kind human, you guys, by the way. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm
Just
very
in case you were
respectful.
wondering, I'm
Kimmy, I'm
really
talking. I'm
good.
very respectful, okay?
Shut up, man. Shut up, you stupid bitch.
Shut up,
I'm
you
joking.
cunt. I'm trying to say how respectful I am. Like, that's what it's giving. I don't know. I was just like,
Yeah.
why the fuck are people advertising core values that have to do with basic human decency? Like, that
Yeah.
should be a given.
Yeah. Speaking of human decency, we were talking over the weekend about people who were not raised religious
Yeah.
and just how crazy it is that, like, their parents just taught them to have strong morals and be a good person without it having the implication of you going to hell if you did otherwise.
Hey yo, that's me.
I know. And it's crazy because I'm like, we were literally raised with the fear of God in us, literally, that if we weren't a good person and if we didn't pray and if we weren't respectful, whatever, which is hilarious coming from a Christian community, by the way,
Yeah.
that we would be punished for it. Instead of like just being rewarded for being a good person in general. And I think it's so crazy meeting people in my adult life who were like, yeah, my parents like never talked about God. I'm like, that's insane. Everything that I was taught based on religion.
I mean, we talked about God and religion because my grandparents would go to church, my dad's dad would go, and my mom's parents would go, and like all of
Yeah.
our good friends would go and stuff like that. And I still have some family members that go. Like my cousin was baptized and did the whole communion and everything like that. My sister and I were baptized, but we were never anything past that.
Yeah.
So we had an understanding, but my parents raised us with Catholic guilt, sans Catholic, Irish Catholic guilt, sans the Catholic. So it's just, hey, if you don't do this, everyone's going to be mad at you. And why wouldn't you
Yeah.
want to make somebody happier, make someone's life easier, but in a way that I have to be a people pleaser and I'm very anxious that people are upset with me all the time.
Yeah.
So,
Yay.
and I can't say no. So, 110% all the time.
Yeah. I feel like I have a lot of guilt still tied to like discipline. Like me just saying, I want to get a fine line tattoo for Holly, and I want it so bad. And I know my sister wants to go with me in New York, and we've been like actively talking about it. Dad, if you listen to this, I'm so sorry, but I keep hesitating because I'm like, I'm so scared of my parents being mad at me because they,
Someone's gonna be disappointed in me, and I can't have that.
and
I'm not
I
mad I'm
can't have
disappointed.
it.
Okay, well, I'll just kill myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just like so scared of getting in trouble, and I'm goddamn 29 years old, and I'm scared that my parents are gonna be mad at me.
Yeah, and now I live
And
with
I'm
mine
fully
again.
healthy.
So I'm like, what do you mean?
What do you mean? Sometimes our voices on this kind of fade into like Nick Kroll, Big Mouth. Like,
Oh,
what do
God,
you
yeah.
mean?
What do you
Olaf.
mean? Oh, Kimmy,
Olaf.
oh, you're drinking your Dr. Pepper.
Speaking
That's
of
all
Big
I
Mouth,
got.
I'm not caught up. I'm so far behind on Big Mouth.
Did they drop a new season?
Like, I think a year ago, and I just never watched it. Yeah.
I watched that, and I watched Human Resources, and I loved Big Mouth. Human Resources was
Yeah.
good, but there were some parts that I was like, this is just not a plot line that interests me. But I pushed through and I watched it all. But
Wow, I'm really proud of you.
thank you. I can accomplish things if I put my little noggin to it. Can we talk
I
about
have.
shitting on men some more?
Yeah, of course. I'd love to.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Great. And on
Sorry.
that note, great transition.
I was hanging out with people on Saturday that I like haven't been around that much, and this one guy kept burping, and he'd be like, "I'm so sorry, excuse me," and I was like, "It's
Just wait.
fine, it's
Just
fine.
wait.
Once
I'm
we
going to
get
do it.
close, just wait.
You
Listen to
just wait
my
for me.
podcast. Better
Literally.
out than in." I also didn't really realize. I think I knew this super deep down that better out than in is from Shrek.
You did know that, and I have told you that, and I feel like I might have said it on this podcast. I don't know.
I think I choose not to believe it because I don't like
You
Shrek,
don't like
but I
it. Yeah.
really like saying that.
Yeah.
So,
That's okay.
anyway,
That's your
yeah.
prerogative.
Thank you.
Anyway, we haven't really debriefed this in person, air quotes, but we debriefed over text that I went on two dates with a guy last week.
I was like, is this going to be about me or about you? I'm so nervous. It's like,
It's about me because I'm a respectful person.
yeah, well, shut up again.
Again, I hate you so much. I'm very respectful. I just have to remind you of what a great person I am.
Yeah, me
Right.
too.
So we get and beer the first date, right?
Okay,
And
yeah.
then, and I'm driving like 30 plus minutes both of these dates to go see this
Okay.
person. And then, second date, we go to a little minor league baseball game.
Oh, not the minor leagues.
Super minor league. It's just a little league. It's very tiny, very minor. There was really nothing much there. Very microscopic and tiny. So we're there again. We meet up. I drive. We have and beer in the parking lot to pregame, and then and it was very nice. He brought like a little tailgate picnic. Very cute. We talk. We chat. We go in. He buys the
Adorable.
tickets. He did
Adorable.
probably one of the best things I've ever experienced in the past 2 years that a man could ever do for me, and that was, we're sitting in the tailgate of his car drinking beer, and we're like, wow, the sun is baking us. It's hot. We get to the box office, and he says, the guy's like, oh, like here are the tickets, like these sections. And my date's like, okay, well, which ones are going to be the most in the shade? We want those seats.
That's so sweet.
And I was like, oh, somebody's looking around, taking in
Oh.
information, and then making an educated, informed decision.
Oh my God,
Oh.
a man with a thought.
It's just like, I love when men are like, what do you want to eat? Where do you want to go? What do you feel? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, I may not always know, but we can kind of take in information and
Right.
make an educated decision. And if I don't like it, I'm going to say so, but you don't have to
Context
ask me every
clues.
time. I don't need to give
Men are
my two
really
cents every
bad.
time.
Yeah, men are bad at context clues though.
Ter
Like,
terrible.
so bad. Like, it's Saturday night at 10 p.m. and I'm like, what are you doing? And they're like, going home. I'm like, oh, want to meet up? No. I'm like, okay. Totally
No,
for
I'm gonna.
sure.
They're like, meet up to do what? I'm going home to masturbate.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Gonna meet myself and I penciled in tonight, honey. And you're like, I
Yeah.
mean, okay.
Yeah.
I'll just see myself out.
Yeah. I can't.
Anyway, so
Like when you're walking on a date and you're like, I'm so cold. And they're like, I'm not that cold. I'm like, that's
well, damn, Jackie,
insane.
I can't change
Yeah.
the
Like, it's probably because you're wearing a jacket that
Yeah.
I would like you to offer me.
It's just like, I don't like, and I get we want women to be involved and informed and, part of decisions these days. It's the
And clear communicators.
21st century, right? Hashtag
Yeah.
feminism, hashtag feminist, hashtag girl dad. But again, I can make decisions without you just as you can make decisions without me. It's fine.
Right.
So that's my first thing was like, that was great that he did that. We're sitting, we're chatting. He buys our beers in the game. We have an beer in the game. But it was a great time. And I'm sitting here like, hold my fucking hand, something. Oh my God, physical touch. Because in my head, I'm like, does this guy even
Same.
like me?
Same.
Anyway, we are leaving. He's like, I gotta get up early. But otherwise, I would say, let's go out and get another drink or go to a bar, whatever. I was like, totally get it. Like, have a good morning, like next day, whatever. And
Yeah.
he's like, whoa, like, can I add you on Snap? And I was like, sure. And I was like, I'd love to like hang out again. Like, I'd like to see you again. He goes, me too. Okay. We have a little smoochy smooch. We go our separate ways. It was cute. It was lovely. I was like, okay, this is exciting. This seems like someone I want to spend time with.
Yeah.
So two
Love.
very low key, low stakes, but enjoyable times together.
Yeah. Which is
He
really all we can ask for these days.
goes to a wedding with his friends over the weekend. So I don't know if the wedding got you in your feels, but come back. I text him. I haven't heard from him a couple of days. We are Snapchatting here and there. And I'm like, do you still want to hang out?
Hello.
Hey, do you still want to hang out this week? Because like I got a, pencil you in early type deal.
Pants. Yeah.
I don't know. I can't do this last minute shit.
No, I'm so busy. You don't even know. So busy.
And then I get a fucking paragraph. Hey, Hannah. I had so much fun on our dates. But I just got out of a 7-year relationship in the spring. And I thought I was ready to date again. But
I love the traumatic reading of this.
I'm not even reading it. I'm like
Oh.
paraphrasing. But I thought I was ready to date again. But I'm just really not. I'm not there. And so I think I need to spend some time and work on myself. But you were really great. I had fun. And maybe we can link up again in the future. But, sorry about that. Like, bummer. Sad face emoji.
Wah,
Okay, so my thing is, look, I get it. We've all been in that spot at this point, almost
I've
30.
had a booger this whole episode and you didn't even tell me.
I didn't even know. Do you want me to edit this part out or leave it in?
No, I don't care. I mean,
We're
is it
keeping
still
it.
there? Can Is
I
that a
can't really,
booger?
I can't tell. I thought that was your skin.
It might be my skin. Okay, we're good. Continue.
This is on the mirrored version too. Like,
I'm just okay,
all
hang
messed
on.
up here.
Keep talking. I'll assess.
Okay,
Okay.
well, this is more for the viewers because anyway,
Update.
by
It's just
viewers, I mean
my nose
listeners.
anatomy.
Update, I'm just digging a hole at my skin.
Yeah, okay,
Me
we're good.
puking at my skin, nothing new there. My thing is, we've all been in places in our life where like, hey, dating's off the table right now. I'm too
Yeah.
busy. Something's
Yeah.
happened, whatever.
Yeah.
I just need to
Yeah.
take some time. That being said, what about those two dates and our zero conversation about previous relationships and the fact that I said I was going to move back to DC made you
Yes.
think
Well,
that this was something more serious. And
it's
so
a man
then,
making a decision for you. It happens all the time.
thank you. And then, so this
Yes,
also
you're
leads
welcome.
me to the second part of these types of messages. And it's these types because this is not a unique experience, I realize. And we've all gotten them before, and we will continue
All
to,
gotten them.
apparently. It's the whole I'm not looking for a relationship right now. I'm not looking for a relationship with you. I'm not ready to date or do anything serious right now with you. But
With
if
you.
you were the
Yes,
right
correct.
person who I
I would be.
liked, I would put more time and energy into this. So I'm just
Correct.
like, it just feels so
It
shitty to look
sucks.
at
Yeah,
a
it sucks.
paragraph. We're talking iMessage 1.5 to 2 inches. That's a lot, you guys. Insert dick
It's like
joke.
this big.
It's at least this big. That is a lot of text to look at. That literally just means, Hey,
I
I
don't
had
like you.
fun, but I'm not interested. Best of luck.
Right.
It makes me mad because I'm like, why can't people just fucking say it? And maybe I'm a
Yeah.
little like too on the spectrum where I'm like, just be
I
blunt.
want clear communication. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. So
I.
that really drove me up a fucking wall. And the best part about all of this was, ladies, you'll love this. I read it in the middle of a work shift and then it got really fucking busy. So I had an entire 4 hours to fume in my head and write and rewrite texts and paragraphs in my head before I could respond to this.
It was so good, and she did tell him to go to therapy.
Yeah, I in my head it was a very passive aggressive tone, but it didn't have to
Yeah.
be taken passive aggressively, which is great. But it was
Did he
like,
ever respond, by the way?
no.
Well, I don't
Why
know.
would he? I don't know. Maybe he got the passive aggressiveness, but I was just like, hey, I completely understand. After my friend was murdered, I also needed time to work on myself. I found that a therapist helps. Definitely ch like helped me definitely check out Talkspace. In regards to linking up, I don't think it's gonna happen again because, as I said, I want to move back
I'm
to
moving
DC.
back to
So
DC.
best of luck with everything in the future, exclamation point, exclamation point, new paragraph. Oh, I started it like an email. Hi, Brian, comma, return, return.
Yeah.
And so then the last paragraph was just, hope you find a great support network during this time, exclamation point, exclamation point.
Yeah, the whole like I'm not ready for something serious right now. It absolutely slays me that it's basically only one way. It's only like a man telling that to a woman on like
Correct.
a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth. We've heard it at all stages date
Okay, then
where
like
you're like that you'll literally be okay, fucking 3 months into exclusively seeing each other. Hey, insert generic name here. What's going on? Like, are we, I'm just not really looking for anything serious right now. Not what I said.
yeah.
Not what I said. I could have said, you exclusively dating me for 3 months kind of gives me a sign that you do want something serious. So I'm bringing up this topic to tell you that I don't. But instead, you can beat me to it, you little misogynist piece of shit.
And so that just leads me to feel like there has to be some giant miscommunication because my definition of dating is being like not laid back, but like open to possibilities and like wanting to
Yeah.
spend time with people. And if I'm having fun, like have fun and not put a label on it too soon. Like
Yeah,
three dates,
vibe.
I don't need to whatever,
Hang
like
out.
chill.
Yeah.
And like, I'm looking for someone to have fun with and be like maybe a partner. And if that partner is 6 weeks or 6 months or 6 decades, like that's, you know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like, that's how I feel about dating. I feel a lot of women kind of are on that vibe where it's like, let's have fun, see where this goes. And if, you know,
Yeah.
like,
I feel like on dating apps, especially because of that abundance mindset where someone's like, they're not checking my XYZ box, I'm gonna go find someone who will. People do take like a one or a first or second date and be like, this isn't even worth that stage. Like, it's not even the worth hanging out and getting to know each other, which is hilarious because, like, especially for someone like me, I like fall in love with my friends. I'm like, I
yeah.
don't. Like, it's rare that I'll like meet someone out at a bar and like have butterflies. It's usually someone who's been in my life and I've been like, oh no, like I don't see you that way. And then we get closer and then I'm like, oh shit, I have feelings for you.
Yep.
That's how I tend to crush on people. So it's like dating online is hard for me because I'm like, I can't really see myself with you until I know you as a friend. And
Yeah.
like, we don't get to do that like we did in high school or
And
like
unless it's
college.
just like a straight up not fun, bad time, whatever, like you may not check all my boxes, but I could
Yeah.
still be like, you are enjoyable. So, like, I would spend
Right.
another couple times with you. You know what I mean? Where it's like, we'll
Yeah,
do one more time
totally.
to see how it goes type deal versus like, let me just cut it off because I
Yeah.
straight up don't like you. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know. It just feels like you said, everyone is very quick to pull the plug and be like,
Yeah.
well, I don't think
Yeah.
so. And I guess that also can apply to women too. I feel like there are some women that are pretty quick to pull the plug
Yeah,
as
like the
well,
red
but
flags are,
yeah,
yeah.
or like you're not a husband material. I'm sorry, you expect to understand if you want to have a like long term in terms of marriage and longer relationship with somebody after 2 to 3 dates. Like,
Right.
you can like somebody and then in a month be like, sorry, but like for
Yeah.
that month I really thought I liked
Think
you.
about like being friends with someone for like 3 years and then you're like, oh,
Yeah, and that's
I'm good on
also,
this.
yeah, anyway, it's just like it's just very frustrating to like look at through this lens now of being like, I've worked on myself and I've done that and I've taken that time, and then to see people who are using that as the excuse to be like, if you want to work on yourself, then get off the fucking apps, but you're still on there. So,
Yeah, because they want to see, they would want to peruse. It's like
again,
window, it's literally window shopping.
yeah, and it's not that I want to work on myself and take myself away from dating, which is the responsible thing to do, but like I'm gonna continue to like date people until I feel like I'm ready.
Or find
So
someone who makes me want to be ready.
exactly.
That's
And
the
so
thing.
that's a very big difference between doing that and working on yourself. So anyway, that's my soapbox for the
I
episode.
agree. I do like I think it's hard to like rejecting people. You never like you always want to consider what the other person is going to feel or perceive.
Ooh, you would hope they would
And
consider.
right. And exactly. So it's tough. Like I've done both directions. I've rejected people and made up an excuse, and I've rejected people and literally just been like our interests are not compatible. Like the most recent like first couple of dates that I had to do that on was I think like last spring, and I went on a date with someone who and this was after a first date where like I just knew that we didn't have similar interests. Like he woke up every morning with the sunrise and went to the gym. He camps, he loves going outside and like hammocking and hiking and going on like these extravagant national parks trips and like sleeping in his car and not wearing shoes and just like things that I was like I don't like being outside. That is not for me. And I'm never going to want to enjoy that with you. And there
No.
were a multitude of other things that just weren't aligned with my lifestyle. And I texted him when I got home. I was like, it was really great to meet you. Like, I wish you the best of luck. I just don't really think that our life interests and passions align enough where we would have a productive relationship. And he was really receptive. Like I definitely didn't like strike an ego or anything. He was like, I totally get it. Thanks so much for letting me know. Like, it was so nice meeting you. Good luck to you too. Like he wasn't
Yeah.
like, oh my God. Like if you like someone enough, you'll get over the things that you don't, aren't interested in, which is true, but not to that level of like life immersion and things that I'm not interested
Yeah.
in. So yeah, I was
And
on a
then
train. Go
I was
ahead.
gonna say, and then there's the guy who had the filthy ass apartment that I went back to that I said, after seeing your apartment, I don't think things are gonna work out. I think we live different ways or whatever.
Ew,
We
it
live
gives me like the
differently.
heebie-jeebies when I think of that. It like really
Same.
sends a
I can feel it in the back of my throat. And he said, what do you mean by that? What about my apartment made you say that? So that's a lack of self-awareness.
You know, in cartoons when they like zoom in on people's eyes and then they make the blinking noises. That's how I feel when I talk about I'm like ding ding. Disgusting. I was gonna say I was on a train. I don't know if I told this story on the pod already, so if I did, cut me off and we can cut this out. But I was on a train recently where I met a woman who sat across from me on the cafe car and we were chit-chatting about dating. This is like early May. And she was like 60, divorced, dating a bass player in Annapolis, like living her best life. And she was like, it took me over 50 years to figure out that you should date based on how you feel and not based on checking boxes. And I was just like, that is a revolutionary like concept, I feel like, in today's day and age, because all these apps do is teach you to check boxes. You're like, okay, I see your political affiliation. I see where you went to college. I see your job title. Box, 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 check, check, check. Instead of like meeting someone in the wild, which is so hard these days, and being like, oh, like you're really nice and kind, and my friends like you, and you make me laugh, and you're uplifting and encouraging, and now I have a crush on you. It's like we don't get to do that anymore. It's literally just check the box, check the box, check the box. But I did in this conversation also have another epiphany, which is that we're also conditioned to equate not checking a box with a red flag, and it's so different because, like, for example, one of my boxes is like education. Okay, if you're not like college educated, it's not necessarily a red flag. People make it work these days. Like, there are certain things that outweigh like that. And I don't know. I thought that the conversation I had with her was very interesting. It was coming off of like a bad stranger human interaction. So I was really seeking like a positive stranger interaction, which isn't like me. I normally don't want to talk to people in public.
Fair.
But it was so sweet. And I was just like,
Yeah.
we talked for like 2 hours going up to New York City. And I was like, this woman just dropping dating advice on me on a Wednesday morning when I'm hungover.
I mean, it's so true. We were like conditioned to look first, do they check boxes, hit no.
Right. Yeah.
And we're conditioned to also ourselves play to an algorithm. We're like,
Yeah.
which
Oh,
pictures, which
100%.
whatever. What, like,
Yeah.
how do I get the Hinge algorithm to feed me the type of people I think I want? Like, not like it feeds me anybody that I would remotely consider anyway, because that's where the algorithm is, because I don't pay for anything and I don't use it because I don't see people. So I'm just like,
Yeah.
anyway, but it's just, yeah, it fucking sucks. We're out in the trenches out
How
here.
are we supposed to participate in Rat Boyfriend Summer at this rate? I mean,
Yeah. Just have them
it is,
scurry
it's,
around and hold my things, and we eat cheese together.
yeah, it's more so about all the hot girls are dating men who look like rats. Did you not know that?
Thought that was just about like Ariana Grande or whatever. Who else is dating a rat?
Sabrina Carpenter.
I think that Barry Keoghan is attractive to a lot of people.
But he objectively looks like a rat. He's ratty. He's a ratty little man. He's, hang
Okay,
on.
this is what kind of
Ratty.
what rats are we comparing them to?
Hang
Because they're
on, hang on,
rats.
hang on.
The rats in Flushed Away are attractive.
Absolutely got to find this Instagram post. I should have brought it up beforehand because that would have been. I literally type in rat boyfriend somewhere. Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know what's happening over here.
That is not what it's called. It
Kimberly.
is not rat boyfriend summer. It's hot rodent boyfriend summer.
Hot rodent.
So it's like, okay. Please observe. It's like
Chalamet?
Timothée Chalamet is on it. Taylor Hill.
Don't know who that is. Yeah. Patton
It's like
Oswalt.
all of these high-profile celebrities who have recently gotten into relationships with like the A-list hot girls, but they all look like little rats. Like Matty Healy. The guy from The Bear.
A guy from The Bear? You mean the Jeremy Allen White? The hot one?
Yeah,
He's
the
fucking
Jeremy
hot.
Allen.
He's
Hannah, it's
skinny.
okay. I like rat boys too, but they objectively
This is where
look.
I'm wondering where the fucking rat rodent comparison's coming from. Because, like, Remy,
This,
great. The
please,
Flushed Away
we are
one,
social.
yes. Yeah. See, that's the rat from Flushed Away. Objectively attractive.
I'm
Objectively,
literally saving that
Andrew, what's
immediately.
his name? Like,
I hope that we get copyrighted for using that image because it'll be fucking worth
well,
it.
we didn't get copyrighted for using the vacuum from the Brave Little Toaster. And I,
Oh.
so,
Yeah, but okay, so it's not rat boyfriend summer, it's
yeah, but,
hot rodent boyfriend summer.
and
Same
I,
thing.
so are we comparing them to hot rodents only versus like it's a hot guy who looks like a rodent, or is it a hot rodent that we're comparing them to? Because like
I
that's
think
the
it's the
difference for
same
me.
vibe as being medium ugly.
See, and I thought that was an insult, but apparently it's not. I always thought medium
It's
ugly
like,
was an insult, but apparently it means they're just like
no.
attractive. I used
It's like, it's like unconventionally attractive. It's like you're not
no,
like an
no, no.
Abercrombie model. Like no
Oh.
one's gonna look at Matty Healy on a train and be like, Zam, who's that? But then,
No,
like, you
but
see him
Jeremy Allen White, I
performing and like
would.
being problematic, and you're like, ugh, kind of hot.
A little too problematic for me. I guess. I don't know. I think that personally, in my personal opinion, personally to me, I think
Personally, to me,
That we
I
should have
think.
left the rodents to the girls. We had Rat Girl Summer, and why do the men deserve to ride that train?
Oh, is that why I'm calling it Rat Boy Summer? Because we had Rat
Probably.
Girl Summer.
We had Rat Girl
I
Summer,
think
and now it's
we.
hot rodent boyfriend season. Get off my stuff, off the rats. Give me rodents are mine.
Rodents can be ours. I
Rodents
don't
are for
want
the
to look like a
girls.
rodent, though. I just want to act like one. I want to eat my
Exactly.
cheese. I want to curl up in somewhere cozy. I want to be somewhere I'm not supposed to be.
That's what I'm saying. I want my rodent boyfriend to stuff his face with cheese as a way to carry it back to supply to his rodent girlfriend, me. You know? Like, I want my rodent boyfriend to scurry around and complete tasks for me, like a rat in a maze,
Yeah, that sounds
because
quite
I'm
nice.
also a rodent.
Well, yeah, I
Anyway,
think.
I think we should leave the rats to the girls, and that's that on that. That's my stance.
I wouldn't mind a hot rodent boyfriend,
If it's the one from Flushed Away. You've dated guys that you've been into the guys that look like that. You've dated guys that look like that.
See, you know what I'm talking about. That's you
Yeah.
just admitted. They look like rats.
But I
Yeah.
wouldn't say that that's hot rodent boyfriend. Like, I would just say you dated a guy that looked like the guy from Flushed Away. But like the actual rat girl,
Tomato, tomato, Hannah.
I don't
We're
know.
saying the same thing in different verbiage.
I don't like the marketing around it then. Needs
I love
work.
it. Needs work. We need a different go-to-market strategy.
Yeah, it's C plus at best.
C plus.
It's passing, but barely.
Okay, well, I know we've ended episodes like this before, but I am fully going to pee in this chair if we don't
I
end
am
it.
fully done talking to you because I'm a respectful
Okay,
person.
well then, bye everyone. This is episode 31, I think, and this is also the podcast Funny, Hot, and Very Cool, which we
Oh,
failed to say once
shit.
again.
Okay.
I'm Kimmy.
I'm Hannah, and I hope you cunts have a great day and a great week, and we'll see you next Tuesday. And, you know, take your fucking core value trees and send us pictures if you
Shove
have a
them up
craft.
your ass.
Yeah, have a craft night and shove it up your ass.
Bye.
Bye.